We're on.
Yeah, no, I think I'm, you're right, it's just, got a little chill.
I'd like to call this meeting to order this morning of the Health and Social Services Committee meeting, April 20th, 2016, 9 a.m. First order of business I have is roll call, please.
Ron Shaw. James Norris.
Here.
Archie Mason.
Present.
Angela Pratt.
Up here.
John Yep.
Present.
RJ Walker.
Here.
Thank you. We have a quorum present. Next order of business is prayer. Congressman Mason, would you please lead us in prayer?
Thank you. In God, see what come. God, there's in you all to come. Almighty Father God, we come this day and come with our hearts and souls and inner beings, Almighty Father. We ask for your divine guidance throughout this day, the meetings that we take care of and the business at hand, Almighty Father. Ask blessings upon those that are in mourning. We have many families that are in mourning, Almighty Father. Bless our soldiers and sailors and airmen and marines and all those in the service that are in harm's way, Almighty Father. We ask for a safe return for them to come home, Almighty Father. We ask blessings upon all of our women and our grandmothers and our aunts, and blessings upon them, Almighty Father, and those that are carrying babies, the unborn, Almighty Father. They will come into this world with the things that they inherit from us as we make decisions, Almighty Father, for their lives to come and their futures. Thank you for all of these things and privileges that you have given us as Osage people. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Congressman Mason. Next order of business will be approval of minutes. Would you take a few moments to review the minutes?
Page one, it just says Angela Pratt. It doesn't say anything. Declared a quorum, then it says Angela Pratt. So I don't know. Probably she, oh no, it shows she arrived down below.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just strike my name off
right
there.
I was going to strike that sentence that says chair. Put your name up. Because you're here. Work, won't you?
She was here.
Yeah, I came in 2 minutes later.
Okay.
Motion to amend then?
Mm-hmm. Yes, motion to amend.
Correct. We have a motion to correct. Do I hear a second on that?
Second.
Second. Second by Congressman Yek. All in favor to correct that, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion to correct is as passed. Congressman Mason.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Passes. Minutes are approved. As corrected. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1659. Sponsor is Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker is present. Would you please provide us with some information on this, please?
Sure. This is an appropriation of federal and tribal funds next year for the AmeriCorps and Operation AmeriCorps. The amounts that this represents is $748,629 in federal and $187,476 of tribal dollars. It's $187 basically represents the tribal match. You want me to go into detail about AmeriCorps and Operation AmeriCorps, there's probably somebody from executive that could give you a better description than I could, so.
Congressman Mason.
I think I have a handle on what AmeriCorps is. AmeriCorps is. I was just gonna ask what is it? Do we have an idea of what they will be assigned to do in the future for us?
Well, I would go on to say that it's for an estimated 30 AmeriCorps positions is what it represents. And exactly what they do, I would prefer to let executive describe. I mean, I've got a general idea. We've been doing this for quite a long time, and
exactly.
Gail Bowe's been up here and explained it numerous times, but I'm probably not the best in the room to describe what they do.
Would someone from executive here to pick up the conversation or discussion?
Question, my question was just, what are they doing or what might they be doing in the future? I know they do work around here.
You know, honestly, I'm in the same boat as you guys. I could find information out if they're going to be, you know, exactly what their duties will be this year, if you'd like.
Oh, I'm just curious, and maybe a little later you could let the committee know through the chair.
Sure.
So, because I support it, yeah. I think it's a good project, and these young people that come here to work for us, they do us it's very needed, and they fill a lot of slots and labor and stuff. I just was curious to know what they might be doing.
Yeah, I'd be happy to provide that information.
Well, I could just visit with Dale, or, you can be fine.
Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I certainly don't want to speak for executive, but I think their major project for this coming year is the development of the Eco Park. That's actually in the next bill that you'll be seeing is the money that's prepared for that. So, again, certainly don't want to speak for executive, but I believe that's their big push.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I'm just curious about, it says COE, AmeriCorps on each one of the budgets. What are the difference in these funding requests? Why can't they not be, is it two different grantees?
Two different, yes.
And what is the difference in that?
Could I ask for indulgence to speak with Rebecca for just a second?
In front of us? Did you mean go out?
Yeah. Because there's a question. There's one of these bills I know everything about. The other one I'm a little limited.
Okay, that's
so
good.
This is 2017 funding. I know that.
Right. And I'm looking at the budget. So I also wanted to point out that each one of these grants have a coordinator also. And I was just wanting to hear about that. Not thinking it's the same person because it says it's 100% salary, full-time coordinator for $32,157 plus benefits, and the other grant also has a full-time coordinator. I was just curious about this. What each one of them do?
Good question.
Congressman Mason.
I concur with that question. I mean, is it two different people or is it just one person over? Do you know about it? May I ask it?
Mr. Potts?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have that information. I don't know if it's two different people.
Okay.
And then, like Congressman Walker said, I wouldn't recognize them.
You may speak, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
You know, it shows each budget shows 15 full-time AmeriCorps members. One shows 5 part-time. So, just curious what the different grants do, or if they can do the same thing. That's my curiosity about it.
Can we call you?
Congressman Walker.
I would also point out that it was my understanding as well that this funding was going to help support the Eco Park initiative.
Congressman,
I have a question for executive. Do these grants start July 1st?
Because
I saw Gail Bowe the other day.
I mean, we could. It's up to the chair whether we talk about both of these at once. On the issue of the bill before you now, that's exactly why this is here now. Because those do start in July, and one needs to be appropriate. On the second one, that's a completely different issue, but related in terms of its function.
Because I saw Ms. Bowe the other day, and she said she was expecting, I thought she said this, a large amount of people to be at her office in a day or two to start orientation or work at the trails and the farm and.
Mr. General.
Yes, Chief Redcorn.
I believe that in the year prior to 2017, they had included certain monies. This is so they can spend money between July and September. We've been very fortunate through Gail's hard work and the work in the finance department to be the recipient of an OU Health Services grant for $115,000 a year. The other grant, which is not on the table before you now, is a separate grant from the State Department of Health through the County Health Department. That's the one I can speak to. Unfortunately, I cannot speak, just because I don't know everything, I cannot speak to Rebecca might speak to the details of the bill you're considering now. But you are correct in assuming that that bill is for expenditures between July and September, which is our ripe time to get things done at the Fruit Farms.
Congressman Mason?
And this conversation, though, that relates to 1662, which is coming up. We're talking about FY17 monies and.
I'm trying to divide the two into comments as best I can.
What we have on the table now, what Congressman Walker's presenting, is FY17 monies, correct?
That is correct. Congressman Walker?
I have a question, and we've done this in the past, I believe. So we're appropriating 2017 or FY17 funds, and they get to start using those in July, or do they use? Can we provide the match after the?
Ms. Furman?
That's the way that we did it last year. We just did it in special session. Now, I mean, that's a great question. But because it's just one of those grants that expire in the middle of the fiscal year, so I just know we're not doing anything new with this bill. It's the way that we did it.
Please continue.
I was just going to point, I had a discussion yesterday with Mr. Potts, and he did say that this is exactly how we did it last year, except we did it in July during that special session.
Chief Redcorn, did you have a...
I would only point out that it looks like it's a grand total of in terms of tribal match dollars and increases, it is a $13,500 increase in tribal match funding, which means we're multiplying our own dollars in the bill before you.
Congressman Yak?
This question may be for Mr. Potts. The two budgets that... So there's two budgets associated with one award. Is that the way you're looking at it? These two budgets represent this one?
Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You're actually just appropriating. This will be the initial appropriation for the Health, Fitness, and Wellness Division. So just as you do by division budgeting now, these are folded into that division. So it's not award specific. You're technically funding these two program account numbers through the support documentation, but it's an overall appropriation to the division.
Okay, but these two budgets make up this $748,000?
Yes.
Okay.
And the total included in the fiscal analysis is for the division bill or the fiscal year appropriation at this time, which are both included in that.
So is this an appropriation for two different grants? Okay. And then we're going to talk about a different grant after this. Okay.
Yes.
So there's three of them.
That's correct.
Okay.
This is FY17.
All right.
The other one is FY17.
And these FY17 grants, just so I'm clear, they start July 1st?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Any more discussion on 1659? Chair entertaining motion, movement on this.
I'll make a motion to report out ONCA 1659 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Motion made to report out with a due pass recommendation by Congressman Walker. Can I hear a second?
Second for discussion.
Second for discussion by Congressman Mason. Congressman Mason.
This might be for Mr. Yet, as he's on the Appropriations Committee and Chair, so am I. But I'm just looking at the dollars and cents it's being asked for too. Is that gonna, that's not gonna affect our status now? This point?
It shouldn't, it's for FY17 funds.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion?
Total amount.
Right, okay, so the grant is like five something.
Further discussion?
I have just a question for the executive branch, so.
Congressman Yet.
This is supported by the executive branch, 'cause it seems like I'm not real sure what is, okay.
Absolutely.
If there's no further discussion, there is a motion on the floor to report out ONCA 1659 with a due pass recommendation, and it was, I was waiting to hear if there was gonna be a second or not.
Yeah.
He seconded.
Oh, Congressman Mason seconded that. All in favor of reporting out 1659 with a due pass recommendation signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? ONCA 1659 will be reported out with a due pass recommendation. Moving on to the second order of business, we have consideration of ONCA 16-62, again sponsored by Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker, the floor is yours.
All right, the best way I can describe this is there's a $250,000, I guess you would call it a grant, that is coming through Osage County, and they have agreed to provide those grant funds for the eco park that's under development.
Chief Redcorn, would you take four, please?
Sure. The what happened here is pretty simple. You know, the county sets its tax levels and sometimes actually collects more tax than it can burn in operations, and that's what happened here. They've accumulated $3 million in excess funding at the county level here, and we set up a meeting which I attended, and my assistant Katie and a gentleman named Larry Berger. He's the regional administrative director for a four-county area here for the State Department of Health. We had a discussion about the mechanics of using some of that money for some of our tribal directives. He was very aware and very supportive of our effort at the Eco Park at Bird Creek Farms, and indicated that they felt strongly that they could spare $250,000 toward that effort as long as it properly aligned with their goals and objectives at the state level, which are not dissimilar from ours, which is, you know, obesity, healthy eating, exercise, and prevention type efforts. Specifically, we are doing two things at once. He's working on his end, we're working on our end. He's working on the money end, we're working on putting some pricing on the walking trails at Bird Creek Farms and other things that promote exercise by the local populace. I talked to Mr. Bergman this morning on the phone, so I had the latest possible information. He has drafted the MOA. He has sent it up to Dr. Klein, who is the commissioner of health for the state of Oklahoma. He has reviewed the draft MLA and has two minor changes they're recommending to it. He told me specifically what they are. They are not deal killers by any stretch. They're small. They actually are just tweaks to the agreement. And he expects to have that back in hand, approved by his superiors, Mr. Bergman does, sometime later next week. So the way that will work is probably on a reimbursement basis for the projects that are covered. He's looking for broad language in the MOA, which gives them maximum latitude in terms of funding some of our initiatives in terms of public health and the health of our tribal members. So that's pretty much where it stands. We wanted to get the appropriation made. It's zero tribal dollars involved, zero match involved. It's just $250,000 in the county to make specific types of improvements at the Echo Park. That's the bottom line. I'm happy to answer any other questions, although that is most of everything I know about it at this point. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Congressman Yak.
In the budget, there's $15,000 for other artwork costs. Is that artwork or is that signage?
Well, if the probably need to track that down and maybe get an answer on short notice. But at the same time, we have been awarded a $10,000 grant again for Bird Creek Farms for a specific for another greenhouse, and I don't think that's been appropriated. So it's possible that we need to amend this bill to include that $10,000, which so that we can spend that money along with some self-governance funds that we already have. I am perhaps not in possession of a document that you have. Now I am. Can you direct me to what you think shot about there?
What page? It's on page 2, about halfway down, 3/4 of the way down, I think, under. Because printing artwork is 12,015.
I'm trying to find it myself right now.
You find it?
12,000. Outside printing and artwork. It says printing costs are $12,000. Other artwork costs are $15,000. So that looks like it's just probably, I don't know, printing costs would actually be something printed, and the artwork's going to be $15,000.
Congressman Walker?
What I know of, what little I know about this, I mean, I think part of the Eco Park, they're going to have some
educational type.
Yeah, some like standing type of art. I don't know how to describe it, but from what I've seen in some of the conceptuals, they have.
Like the zoo does or something, has little educational, I've seen those in the plans. So.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, educational type of standing
word.
Artsy type things. I'm
art
sorry, that is such a
stuff.
Redneck answer, but that's I can come up.
Like a billboard?
Yeah,
well,
like a small, like when there's a bear, they're like the history of the bear, blah, 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 those type of kind of little things in different sections of
this
the
is poison ivy. Please don't touch it. I mean, if you're making walking trails, there's probably a nature component, a guidance component, a direction component. Because if you've seen the diagram, these trails lead all over the 70 acres, all down in the bottoms. You're not going to have a line of sight somewhere else. I'm assuming, and I can only assume, that this isn't strictly for trail construction, but also for the artwork that will take place for signage and those types of things. I don't know if it's a printing cost. I, I actually don't know, I'm guessing.
Congressman Yak.
Well, I'm not trying to pick, but I'm just wondering, who prepared the budget?
I don't know.
No idea who prepared this budget.
The signatures are Del Beau and Carolyn Kerr and Chad Cobb and Jeffrey Standing Bear are the signatures.
Okay.
I just wanna point out that out of that $250,000, it looks like 12 plus 40, which is about 52,000. From the looks of the budget, it's all that's really gonna go into physical objects in the park. The rest of it's gonna be paid to people. Just wanna point that out. If I'm reading the budget correctly. So out of 250,000, 52,000 is actually gonna go to objects in the park. The rest of it is gonna go paid out to people.
Congressman Walker.
What about a provision in here to to state that this funding's not subject to fiscal year limitations? There's no type of language in there. Does that need to be in here?
Incredible.
I mean, if it's
no, we would advocate for that. It would be a welcome addition. Otherwise, for what we don't get appropriated before October 1. And can I respond to the speaker's comments? I do believe it is the purview of the executive branch to use these funds for the purposes stated. I think that are not certain that there are going to be some professional services which have to be used to construct these trails. I believe there are other non-professional services, such as a lot of AmeriCorps workers' time is going to be used to make these trails. But I don't know what's involved. There's probably others that can tell you about how you construct trails. But this is not tribal dollars. We're going to use it at the Echo Park because that's what our memorandum of agreement with the state and the county is going to say. So that's going to be where we find our restrictions in terms of how this money is going to be used, because it's their money.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm not talking about restrictions right now. I'm just talking about what I see in the budget. And we just visited the budget. The AmeriCorps workers will be paid out of the COE grant that we just are getting ready to send out on the floor. They're not going to be paid out of this funds. There's no salary and wages in this budget we're looking at. It's all professional fees. And I just wanted to point out that of all of the objects that they say are going to be sitting in the park for the people to utilize, artsy things that are going to be there. In that budget, I see $52,000 worth of things for the park, and that would leave $198,000 going to pay professional services for design. What does it say? It would be going to pay for artwork cost, consultant fees is the lion's share of what this grant is going to go for. I just wanted to bring that point up. I'm okay. Just wanted people to realize that.
Continue.
I don't have any. I know where the money's coming from. I know what it's supposed to be used for from the health department side. I have no idea about the details related to how it's going to be spent dollar for dollar, except that it's going to be at the Echo Park and it's for the trails.
Congressman Walker.
It appears to me that whoever came up with the plan to develop the budget and how it was going to be implemented and utilized, that there was an effort to utilize these funds to reduce tribal appropriations for similar costs. And if that was the case, it appears to me that they did a good job of that.
Any further discussion? There's no other discussion. Do I chair will entertain any motions or movement on this piece of legislation? Congressman Yak?
Move report out of NCA 1660. Wait. Congressman Walker, did you want to make an amendment to the...
Think that'd be a good idea?
Probably so.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. Line 86. Insert. C. Disappropriation. Shall not be subject to fiscal year limitations.
Second.
Motion made by Congressman Walker, seconded by Congressman Yak. You have that in writing?
Yes, sir.
Do we all understand what the amendment is? All in favor of approving the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion to amend passes. Now the chair will entertain any congressman or Chief Redcorn.
We do plan to install the greenhouse prior to the fall session, so we would appreciate the appropriation of $10,000 grant from the federal government through the USDA for our Hightown greenhouse. That would be adding $10,000 to federal, and as far as I can tell, $10,000 to other non-administrative expenses.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Is there any documentation that grant's been awarded, and when was it awarded?
It was awarded about 2 weeks ago. I think we sent an email to Congress with that. I did not have any letters with them. But it's all federal law.
Did you send a budget over that it needed to be included into a budget?
No.
Is that usually what you guys do when you want an appropriation?
If the committee does not wish to do it, I'm sure we'll have a special session for something you can put in there.
Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn, continue.
Well, you sent budgets over for these to be placed into legislation. That's how Congress knows that we need to put something in an appropriation bill. It's usually not just done by email request. If you had it 2 weeks ago, this table probably could have visited that.
Any further discussion? Congressman Walker.
Well, I don't see the harm in appropriating $10,000 in additional federal funds if they've got it, if they're going to receive it or whatever. So in the spirit of cooperation, I'm going to make a motion to, in line 52, add $10,000, line 75, add $10,000, and adjust totals accordingly. And I've got it written down.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Do you have any documents in support of that?
No. It's federal funds, Speaker. If they don't have it, then they don't get it. They can't spend it. It's
Congressman Yak.
I understand what Congressman Walker's saying, but I agree with Speaker Whitehorn that if we have a process in place that if executive branch wants federal dollars awarded, they're supposed to provide us documentation rather than just show up in a meeting and say, hey, we got some money, put it in the budget.
Committee wishes to recess, I can be back in about 10 minutes with the document.
We can move on to the next item.
We will move on to the next item, and you can be back in a few minutes.
Sure.
Is that agreeable to the committee?
It's agreeable to me as the sponsor.
I still don't know if I'll support it or not, because it just doesn't seem like the way we do things in committees, so.
Yeah, just kind of.
I agree.
Mom? The school does.
I mean, I'm not opposed to appropriating federal dollars, I mean, it doesn't cost us anything, but it's just that I don't wanna set a precedent that in the future, there's a committee meeting and executive branch says, hey, let me run over, we got another $50,000 last week, and go ahead and throw it in this bill.
Especially when they've had it for 2 weeks, admittedly.
Congressman Walker.
Well, I understand those, that thought and the process of it, but to sit here in committee and act like we don't do similar actions right there on the floor during general order day two would not be in line with what I've seen happen over the course of my 4 years.
Ms. Furman?
I just wanted to point out, Congressman Yeck, that when we were looking at the changes to the budget parameters that you had sponsored before the AG opinion, I believe it was in there to just have an amendment to have already appropriated federal funds. For example, I know that Ms. Ketcher said at the Cherokee Nation, they don't appropriate federal funds, and this is why, because federal funds are so fluid. So you had sponsored that amendment to put in there that federal funds are considered to be appropriated because of our law that requires federal funds to be appropriated. In other words, through budget parameters, you were gonna say that federal funds are considered appropriated so that we don't have to constantly come back. Because of this reason right here, it just makes sense. And of course now that point is moot because of the issues with budget parameters being unconstitutional. But I just want to point out that you and I and Assistant Chief have had that conversation before because of issues like this.
Congressman Yeck.
No, I agree with that, but when we brought that up in committee, I asked if the executive branch still supported that. Nobody said they did, so.
Well,
and I understand it's because the budget, you consider the Budget Parameters Act unconstitutional, but that's just an opinion.
Let me ask the opinion of the committee, because this is something new to me in regard to something appearing. It's related to the order of business that we're in, but I'm not sure that, is it allowable to introduce that piece of information that we're, Chief Redcorn went after. Now I'm just throwing this out because Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, our process is that if they want to, if the executive has money, funds that they want an appropriation for, that they send a budget over to the Clerk of Congress. Then the next step in our process is the Clerk of Congress gives it to the budget analyst so he can review it for correctness to make sure that all the things are put in the correct. And then the next step is the budget analyst notifies the appropriations chair that there is a budget here, and usually they'll either send it over, they can send it over with a sponsor, or they would have contacted the sponsor, Congressman Walker, which with this budget I don't think that they have because it doesn't exist yet, and let them know they need it set into a piece of legislation. If there's nobody's name on it, then the appropriation chair contacts the committee of jurisdiction and he says, hey, I have a budget over here that needs a piece of legislation formed around it to give this appropriation. The chair of that committee has either the ability to say, yes, I'll go ahead and sponsor that, let me see if my committee members want to sponsor that. If there's no affirmative person that wants to sponsor that piece of legislation, and the next step is for him to tell me, and then I send it out to the body, to everybody, saying there is a piece of, there's a budget here that needs a sponsor, does anybody care to pick it up and sponsor it? And then if they do, then they write it and they form it into legislation. If not, then I contact the legislative branch and I say, or the executive branch, and I say, I couldn't muster up a sponsor for this bill. Nobody wanted to pick it up, and let them know that's where that budget stands. So that is our process, which to me, the executive branch fully well knows what that process is, because the assistant chief used to be the Speaker of Congress, but doesn't seem like he cared to observe that, in my opinion. I don't think that's a reason not to appropriate federal funds or appropriate something. I just feel like it's not respecting our process that he's fully aware of, because he helped write that process.
Congressman Walker.
That was the long answer. The short answer is yes, it's allowable. It was clearly an oversight by the executive branch. It's the federal funds. I agree that federal funds shouldn't have to be subjected to appropriation by Congress. Simply letting us know that they've received them would be well enough for me.
We want to move on to number seven.
Yes, let's move on to number seven. We have a consideration of confirmation of Dr. Patrick Tinker to the Osage Nation Health Authority Board. And would anyone like to speak to this consideration? Congressman Mason.
Well, I support his name in being brought forward to us. I do know Dr. Patrick Tinker, and cardiology, is a surgeon. He's taken care of many Osages and many people. He's a healer. And, very good at what he does, and very supportive, and enjoys the things that Osages do. And I think he's come on board both feet on the ground, very supportive of our health component, and wants to see it succeed. So I do support Dr. Tinker and his nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Any other discussion about this appointment? Congressman Walker.
Well, I would just say that he's a sitting board member. He's already been vetted. It's our responsibility to determine whether or not he's qualified or has any barriers to service, and I think that nothing's come up that I'm aware of since he was last confirmed, so I'm comfortable with this appointment.
Thank you. I'd like to speak to this just a moment. I have worked with Dr. Tinker in the past as while he's been chair of the Health Authority Board, and his work is excellent. He has the highest regard for the health of the Osage Nation, and whenever the compact for the clinic was being considered and being moved through and being worked on, he was very diligent in all his responsibilities and duties on the health board, and I think that Dr. Tinker is, again, as Congressman Walker said, that he's been a member of the health board, sitting member of the health board for quite some time, and in my opinion, his work is excellent. We wish to move on this consideration. Congressman Yack?
I'll try. Congressman Walker's better at it than me, but I move to report that Dr. Patrick Tinker is qualified by education experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to his appointment.
Second.
Motion made, seconded by Congressman Mason. All in favor, or is there any discussion on this? All in favor of this motion, signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? No opposed. Motion carries. I'd like to go back and I think that unless we go into recess, Chief Redcorn has not returned yet, and time is running short on this. I don't know if there's any other committee meetings following this, but I'd like to go back and revisit ONCA's 1662.
Question: did Congress, did you make a motion that was seconded on the 10,000?
I don't think it was ever seconded.
It wasn't seconded.
Okay.
I need to get this sent in and copies and I'll show you.
Did you run? Walk fast.
I figure Shana didn't have to run to get $5 million worth of documentation on how I didn't need to run to $10,000 in federal appropriations.
I'm waiting on the clerk to stamp in that piece of information the chief went after. And I understand that, now I'm going to speak to this momentarily. I understand that there's a process that we go through in appropriations. And if we have that process in place, then I think that we have a duty to continue that process. And this may slow up. This may slow up this piece of legislation, but if we have a process, we can't ignore that process. Even though it's a small amount of federal dollars that we're talking about, once we start skirting processes and cutting corners, then what's the use of having rules, regulations, processes, so on and so forth? Even though this may cause our principal chief to call us back into special session to revisit this, I am not convinced that we're moving in the right direction if we skirt the process in order to satisfy a piece of information that was left out. Chief Redcorn.
I couldn't agree more. It's the equal application of that I have an issue with. But I could not agree with you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Byrne.
I just want to, with all due respect, remind the committee that the process that we're talking about was based on the Budget Parameters Act, which the Attorney General has ruled unconstitutional. The submission of support documentation was required by that. And so, we've had a conversation where the chief was here where the process is going to have to change now because of the Supreme Court opinion and the AG's opinion. So I just wanted to offer that as a reminder that that's why those processes are in place the way that they are.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I realize that's the perspective and the angle that the executive offices are going to take on the Budget Parameters Act, but I also have knowledge that the Attorney General is going to follow the Budget Parameters Act because it's law, as the Treasurer of the Osage Nation wants to continue to follow the Budget Parameters Act because that's the law that's on the books, and that the Supreme Court is the only body in the Osage Nation that can declare Osage law unconstitutional. So, that being said, the reason that Congress has the process of accepting budgets for appropriations that the executive branch needs to use to run our Osage Nation is because we operate under accountability and transparency, and this body always has. Every meeting that we have to appropriate the Osage people's money is an open meeting. And if we don't have the correct documents in place that we can go to and pull up and show an Osage citizen, this is how we're spending your money, we aren't doing our duty or obligation to the Osage people. This document I've been handed is not a budget. It's a piece of paper that the executive branch gets to say you've been awarded federal dollars to do specific things with for your people. This body is the keeper of appropriations and the document trail that we need to be able to show the Osage people how we spend those monies that the federal government has awarded us for their benefit. And apparently, that's not as important to the executive branch as it is to me as a congressperson that we do so, because that's what we do.
I'm
finished.
Congressman Mason.
Yes, I just wanted to acknowledge that the former chair, and I'm certainly inclined to follow the directions of our chair, who has that authority to guide this Congress, and has that authority that we put her in that place to make these comments. It's her desire that we follow these processes. We do have them. We've got to have a process. Many times I've heard it said that government is deliberately slow and it's for a purpose. I don't disagree that we can. I appreciate getting all the federal funds we can, because that lessens the pressure on our tribal dollars. I appreciate the Grants Management Division of the Executive for doing that, pursuing those kinds of things. But when 50 minutes ago or so, as this was noticed that we're going to take care of Bill Number 1662, that's this document here, front and back. That's what we're considering. I know the amendment that has been presented, but I'm still looking at this as asking for a certain amount of money to do a certain amount of things. If this was to come up later on in the year to continue this bill and operation, I'd be comfortable with that, because I would probably think that we'll be back in July. Thank you. In other words, I'll just put a P.S. on that, but I'll follow the lead of our speaker. Thank you.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I just wanted to point out that this document says your application for EQIP 2014 assistance through the Natural Resources Conservation has been pre-approved, and then it gives some explanation. Then it says this letter is not a formal approval of your contract request, et cetera, et cetera. Please respond, and it has some bullet. And then nowhere on this document does it say that they've been awarded $10,000.
Thank you, Congressman Walker.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just going to, at this point, we're talking about $10,000 in federal funds. I'm going to take them at their word. We want to talk about process. Process is great. It's responsible. But we have a legislative process that we're supposed to follow as well. And we sit right in there and make motions to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, bypass committee process when it's convenient for us. And then we're going to sit here and talk about this. It's $10,000 in federal funds. I don't agree with not adding this in. It's $10,000 in federal funds, and I'm taking them at their word. But if that's the will of the committee and everyone else, then, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's really no big deal.
Well, as chair of this committee, I'm standing by my original statement that with the information that I have, that we do have a process that we go through. I do not agree with some of the stuff that goes on, or some of the action that may take place out on the floor. But I do not control an action that takes place out on the floor. I'm controlling situation right here in front of me. And I apologize that to Chief Redcorn for having to go over and get this at short notice, but
apology necessary, Mr. Chairman.
Sir?
No apology necessary.
But I'm not gonna accept this as adequate documentation in our budget process this time. Congressman Yak.
Move to report out ONCA 1662 as amended to Congress with due pass recommendation.
Second.
That was seconded by Congressman Mason. We have I'd like to hear all in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No opposed. But 1662 will be reported out with a due pass recommendation. We're at the point of adjournment.
Second.
I have a question. Did they get amended with your
mm-hmm.
school? Mm-hmm.
We are adjourned.
Commerce.
I did.
Everybody. Everybody said yes.
I mean, I really knew that, but it turns out that I thought we were ready to adjourn.